As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me the facts, show me your law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, July the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. From time to time, we even advance workable solutions. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions. You can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank them all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to their local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You can visit becomevocallocal.com to review any of that contact information and as always, oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage of this network. Precious metals this morning traverse a narrow trading band. We'll go there, visit with that. Declining the USDX, we'll look at that. R&D, M&A, it almost sounds like pornography, but that's what's in the news this morning. Mexican gold mines putting out lots of gold. We'll talk about that as well. Jobless and production reports, we'll go there as well. Lots of stuff to go as well, too. John Stuart Mill, of course, come up in the broadcast on representative government as we continue to study this maniacal, philosophically radical bunch in England in the 1800s, certainly well worth our time to know where we've come from. Certainly, I think we've come up a long ways from there. But let's go to that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $5.60 a troy ounce at $1,214.10 in the bullion market. Silver up 16 cents at $18.44 an ounce. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,531 even. Palladium up 4 at $468 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold bullion spot market this morning, I guess the way that they say it, $1,208.60 for a low, $1,218.30 for a high, a $10 spread there. But at $1,214.10, your gold is up year to year, $275 for a 29.27% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, that would be the London Bullion Market Association, set the gold or fixed the gold price at $1,211.75. As you can see, we are trading above that at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right back. Much more to come in today's two-hour broadcast.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 15th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's get back into that market report one more time. Visit one more time with those spot market prices. Gold was up $5.60 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading at $1,214.10. Silver up 16 cents at $18.44 an ounce. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,531. Palladium up 4 bucks at $468. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, about a $10 spread in there. $1,208.60 for a low, $1,218.30 for a high. Very narrow trading band as we kind of traverse along, crab walking sideways in the gold market. But year to year, your gold is up $275 for a 29.27% return on your investment. Again, the boys in London set the price at $1,211.75 and at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We were trading a bit above that. The SPDR gold shares, the big spider on the corner of the web, the exchange traded funds, they're holding 1,314.82 metric tons, unchanged from yesterday. The value, of course, always is fluctuating as the spot prices go up and down. This morning held at $51.01 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 4 yesterday at 10,367. The NASDAQ was up 8 at 22.50. Ran out of talk there. I have to clear my throat. Excuse me. The NASDAQ was up 8 at 22.50. and the S&P 500 was flat at 1,095. Crude oil this morning up 28 cents a barrel on those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, $77.32 for a barrel of crude oil this morning delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a moment. The U.S. dollar index continues its decline, heading towards the 82 mark, but coming down 53 basis points at 82.83. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, which are all up this morning. The Canadian dollar up 6 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. These are exchange rates. If you were to go on a vacation in Canada and you wanted to stop and at your bank and get some Canadian dollars or whatever for spending cash up there, your dollars would be buying you at 97 cents a piece. You'd have to pay 97 cents each for your Canadian dollars. Mexican pesos, why, my goodness, bring a basket, up 34 basis points. Mexican pesos are still 8 cents a piece. The euro this morning, strong move upwards, continuing a strong trend in the last few days. The trend is your friend in the euro. The euro continues to move upwards, causing people to have a little bit more confidence, perhaps, that the European Union is not going to collapse and turn out to be nothing but a big pile of dust. Anyway, it moves up strongly this morning, 93 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.29. The British pound up 79 basis points, trades at $1.54. And the Swiss franc up 72 basis points at 96 cents U.S., both the Swiss franc and the Canadian dollar closing in on parity with the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds are yielding 0.59%. The 10-year bond is at 3.03%, and the 30-year is yielding 4.01%. And the mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down from 4.26% a month ago to 4.13%. What is the U.S. dollar index anyway? Talk about it quite often. From time to time in the past, I've given you the definitions of it, talked a little bit about what is this U.S. dollar index. It's so very important for us to understand it. So here we go, right off the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. Again, I've pointed you in that direction a bunch of times. It's www.theice.com, theice.com, T-H-E-I-C-E.com. Really ought to have that bookmarked. Understand what's going on here. What is the U.S. dollar index, they say, under the frequently asked questions section? The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, is a geometrically averaged calculation of six currencies weighted against the U.S. dollar. You could say that's a trade-weighted basket of currencies. The U.S. dollar index was created by whom? By the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank. That's certainly not U.S., and there is no reserve, and you know it. The U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, that would be the international banking cartel, the Rothschilds and all their kin, right? The U.S. dollar index was created by the U.S. Federal Reserve System in 1973, following the ending of the 1944 Bretton Woods Agreement, which had established a system of fixed exchange rates. The U.S. Federal Reserve Bank began the calculation of the U.S. dollar index to provide an external, bilateral, trade-weighted average of the U.S. dollar as it freely floated against global currencies. All right? So this is a thing. All right? It's a thing. It's a thing in your mind only. It's a thing in the mind of the economists. It's not really anything else. It's just an index. But it has a major impact on the value of dollars and cents, although it doesn't make any sense to me. Which currencies are included in the U.S. dollar index? The U.S. dollar index contains six component currencies: the euro, the Japanese yen, the British pound, the Canadian dollar, the Swedish krona, and the Swiss franc. Now, this is the USDX. This is the little basket of currencies that Timmy Geithner tiptoes through the tulips with. And this basket of currencies that I share with us each morning are what I consider to be representative of the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. You know, Jorge Bush and Calderon and Harper and Obama. Yeah. Anyway, It contains these six component currencies. Before the creation of the euro, the original USDX contained 10 currencies. We don't need to go through all of those because the euro replaced the last of those in this list. Note that there's a formula. I'm not going to go through that. It doesn't translate to radio. It's math. But note that in the formula, when the U.S. dollar is the base currency, the value is positive. And when the U.S. dollar is the quote currency, the value is negative. If you want to find out more about the base currency and the quote currency, go up on the ICE.com and figure it out. The above value is compared against the U.S. dollar relative to March 1973, when the world's major trading nations allowed their currencies to float freely against each other. And there's quite a bit more. There's a PDF file in here that you can look at. Is the ICE U.S. dollar index adjusted or rebalanced? No. So now they're talking about the ICE U.S. dollar index. All right. This is a company. This is a corporation. TheICE.com. There are no regularly scheduled adjustments or rebalancing of the ICE U.S. dollar index. The USDX has only been adjusted once, when the euro was introduced as the common currency for the European Union, the EU bloc of countries. Without any other adjustments, the combination of components and their respective weightings in the USDX have yielded performance results similar to other commonly used U.S. dollar indexes, whether those index methodologies are based on trade weights or capital flow weights. And then it goes on. It's rather extensive. It's a six-page document. You can find the entire section on theice.com. Frequently asked questions, a PDF file that you can download and print out. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much, much more to come.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And as sad as it is to have to actually say it, you know, the economy pretty much drives the news and it drives the planet. So we ought to keep our focus on the economic situation. What a specious thing to have to study on a regular basis. Nevertheless, we do that. Looking at the economic calendar for this week, powered by Econo Day. You can find it at econoday.com, I do believe. But Thursday today is a very busy day in the calendar. There's lots happening out there. Weekly bill settlements, 3-year note settlements, 10-year note settlements, 10-year TIP settlements, the 30-year bond settlements, producer price index, Empire State Manufacturing, the jobless claims. Elizabeth Duke is going to speak if anyone cares. She's already done that. industrial production. There's another speech at 10 o'clock, Philadelphia Fed survey. The natural gas report comes out today. Gensler speaks today. The 3-month bill announcement, 6-month bill announcement. Fed balance sheet, money supply. Jeffrey Lacker speaks tonight at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A full boat. A very big day. So watch the markets today. They're likely to be all over the place. And depending on how all of these various reports come out, Friday, July the 16th, could either be a good Friday or a black Friday. Either way, let's go over here and look at the jobless claims already out for this morning. Highlights from the EconoDay site. In a report filled with noise, notice how they start that out, in a report filled with noise, in other words, a lot of fluff and stuff and nonsense, in a report filled with noise, jobless claims plunged 29,000 in the July 10th week to 429,000 jobless claims filed. Last week, the prior week, they revised the numbers up 4,000 from what was given out last week, the number we reported last week. They revised the numbers up by 4,000. These guys couldn't balance a checkbook with a calculator and a flashlight. Anyway, jobless claims are reportedly here plunged 29,000 in the July week, July the 10th week, to 429,000. Are we going to come back next week and see that this has been revised upwards again? Probably. Manufacturing retooling centered in the auto sector for this year, delayed retooling, makes the report very difficult to read. The 4-week average is the best handle, and it's down 11,750 to 455,250 for the lowest reading since mid-May. Whatever improvement there is on this, there is on the initial side, is offset by a big 247,000 jump in continuing claims to 4.681 million unemployed people in America drawing checks. In the data for July 3rd week, the 4-week average for this reading is up 22,000 to 4.581 million for the highest reading since mid-June. The unemployment rate is for insured workers, which rose 0.2 to 3.7%. Summer retooling, which allows laid-off workers to file claims, makes adjustments to this series very difficult at this time of year and will cloud or obfuscate its indications for the July employment report. Well, there's more to that one, and you can find it on Econo Day. You can also track these down, if you're careful and know where to look, off the Bloomberg website, but it's a lot easier, I believe, to just go to econoday.com. Here's a little bit more. The PPI, the Producer Price Index, not looking too good here either. Highlights, they say this. lower food costs unexpectedly weighed on producer prices, with energy also helping. All right? It's always unexpectedly. Experts say unexpectedly. They didn't anticipate that lower food costs would weigh on producer prices, with energy also helping. For the latest month, food prices fell 2.2%, while energy dipped 0.5%, softening the rate core at 0.5% decrease in passenger car prices and a 1% drop in light motor trucks. The fall in food prices was broad-based, but led by a monthly 21.8% plunge in prices for fresh and dried vegetables. Your fresh and dried vegetable prices should be going down, and or the things that were made out of fresh or dried vegetables. Fresh fruits and eggs, oh, how exceptional that is. Exciting, totally exciting. Fresh fruits and eggs also declined sharply. Within energy, home heating oil fell by 8.1%. Well, yeah, wouldn't take a degree in economics to figure out that in the middle of the summer, home heating oil would fall. Well, gasoline dipped 1.6%. Residential gas and electricity, they say, were actually up. Yeah, we do turn on our air conditioners at this time of the year traditionally. For the overall PPI, the year-on-year rate decelerated to 2.7% from 5.1% in May, and that's been seasonally adjusted. Well, it just gets more boring than that. Let's go over here and look at industrial production. Folks, unless there's bright and cheerful news in here, we're still in a recession. Highlights, after almost a year of strong gains, industrial production slowed in June, and it would have been negative without a surge in utilities output, likely weather-related. Yeah. These guys, I wouldn't let them on my farm. How about you? Overall industrial production in June edged up 0.1%. That's not 1%, that's 0.1%, pretty tiny amount. Following a 1.3% gain the month prior, the June increase was above the market forecast for a 0.2% drop. So they forecast 0%, you know, 0.2% decline, and it comes in as 0.1%, and everybody, you know, jumps up and down, rushes out and buys more stocks, right? I guess. Not me. However, manufacturing fell 0.4% in June, following a 1% jump in May. For other sectors in June, utilities output was up 2.7%, while mining gained 0.4%. And then it continues, and there's a lot more details, and more is going to come out today. Lots of interesting stuff there. Let's go over here. I've got a little tricky bar. Let's see if I can use the tricky little bar and go right to there. Yeah, that's slick. Okay, hey, learning how to browse on my computer. This article off Bloomberg, as regards to gold, Slim, everybody knows who Slim is, right? Not Slim Pickens, but Carlos Slim. Slim mines for gold as bullion's gain outpaces economic rebound in Mexico. New news by Creighton Harrison. Nice name there, Creighton. Creighton Harrison, writing for Bloomberg. Billionaire Carlos Slim, he's reportedly the wealthiest man on the planet, according to Fortune magazine. I would imagine that Carlos Slim is not more wealthy than the Rothschilds, but this is what they put out for public consumption. Billionaire Carlos Slim is digging for gold in Mexico, taking advantage of bullion prices that touched a record last month while awaiting a broader economic rebound. Slim's mining outfit, Grupo Frisco, a division of holding company Grupo Carso SAB, plans to open more mines this year and acquired one this month after ramping up gold production more than ninefold in 2009. There's some more gold that comes onto the market, of course, the prices are lower and lower, supply and demand. That increase helped boost Carso's profits as gold prices leaped 24% for the year in 2009. Slim, who has been in the mining business for more than 20 years, is leaning on commodities for growth as Carso's other units await improvements in Mexican construction and consumer spending. So if you want to become a billionaire and the richest person on the planet, you really do have to generate true wealth. You have to mine it out of the ground, fish it out of the sea, or harvest it out of the woodlands. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and if you're looking at these articles on the, as the chatters in the chat room call it, Bloomberg News, Bloomberg as opposed to Bloomberg, and that's so accurate, sweeping all the really important stuff under the rug as the controlled media seems to do. But as you're looking at these articles, take note, you know, be very careful as you go through them, peruse them carefully, follow, track out some of the links that they provide for you. Oftentimes it opens up the real story. And if you miss the links or if you miss the quotes or if you're reading in haste or something like that, or don't read all the way through to the last paragraph, sometimes you miss the most important material out of this these articles. But again, who is this guy, Carlos Slim? Well, they report him to be the wealthiest man on the planet. He's a Mexican, and he is exceedingly wealthy, a billionaire. Anyway, he's all about mining and other things. The mining division's sales, he has multiple divisions in his corporations, obviously. The mining division's sales rose 58% last year to 4.5 billion pesos. Don't get excited. It's like Zimbabwe dollars. It's $351.8 million, a larger increase than the company-wide gains at any of Slim's publicly traded holdings except the financial services business. Of course, they make, no doubt, considerable amount of money, make a considerable amount of money on the remittances sent home to Mexico by all of the illegal aliens crawling all over the United States, taking jobs that Americans wouldn't take. supposedly. His portfolio is set up so he can shift to a sector that's performing well cyclically, said Gaspar Quijano. I don't know how you say his name. Quijano, an analyst at Vector Casa de Bolsa in Mexico City. In Mexico City. It's all part of diversification, he says here. And yes, it's always a good idea to diversify that portfolio. While Carso always looks for attractive mining projects, it's not currently in talk for purchases, said an executive with the Grupo Condumex, the unit that includes Frisco Mining. The company didn't disclose its production target, said the executive, who declined to be named, citing company policy. World's wealthiest Slim, who's 70 years old, has been mining for almost 24 years since the December 1986 purchase of Frisco, according to his website, and they have a link here if you want to follow that out. That was before his 1990 takeover of Telefonos de Mexico SAB in a government privatization sale, and his move this year to the top of Forbes magazine's ranking of the world's wealthiest individuals. Carso's larger divisions include a retail group, which operates the Sanborns department stores chain Sears and Saks, located in Mexico, and units that make their auto parts and cables for phone networks. So all of your local auto parts that have Mexican auto parts for American autos, that's where you'll find them. Slim has a 79% stake in Carso, which makes up about $6.52 billion of his $56 billion in holdings of publicly traded companies, according to Bloomberg data. All right, it goes on and on. As hundreds of millions move from poverty, from auto consumption to the new society, they are demanding goods, Slim said at the June 23rd event. Primary production is very important. Interesting here, as hundreds of millions move from poverty, from auto consumption, automatic consumption, automobile consumption, what are we talking about? As hundreds of millions move from poverty, from auto-consumption, to the new society. Is this like the great society that Lyndon Baines Johnson talked about? Is this the new world order that Herbert Wackerbusch and all of the rest of the globalists speak of? To the new society. They are demanding goods. Demand. Always demand. Absolutely essential. Slim said at the June 23rd event, primary production is very important. What is primary production? These are the renewable and natural resources. All right? People are a renewable resource. Gold is not a renewable resource. But there's a lot more out there than you could ever imagine. It's all about how much it costs to bring it to market. The Rocky Mountains are just plumb chuck-a-luck full of gold, but they're in very small quantities scattered throughout all the quartz and the other minerals that are there as well. While Grupo Frisco trails rivals including Goldcorp and Fresnilla PLC in coal production, the Carso unit is also growing. After 2 years of declines, the company mined 97,492 ounces of gold in 2009, compared with 10,496 ounces in 2008. You can see how Mr. Slim is taking advantage in the rise of gold prices, and hopefully you are too. Let's jump over here. There's another one that takes advantage of everything, anything and everything within their reach, J.P. Morgan Chase. Another Bloomberg article. J.P. Morgan profit rises, beating estimates. Don Kopecky writing for Bloomberg, July the 15th, new news. Lots of new, newsy news, newsy, news, snoozy news off the internet regurgitorium. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the second biggest U.S. bank by assets, said its profits rose 76%, more than analysts estimated, as a reduction in provision for soured mortgages and credit card loans buoyed results. Their profits have risen 76%. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. Seems the bankers are doing quite well, while everybody else sucks the hind quarter. Second quarter net income climbed to $4.8 billion or $1.09 a share, blah, blah, blah. Talks about their share earnings. If you hold J.P. Morgan Chase shares, shame on you. It's great to see credit finally confirmed that the trend is improving, Gary Towson said, president of the Hill Townsend Capital LLC in Chevy Chase, Maryland, a hedge fund that specializes in financial firms. Quote, the earnings estimate for this company are going up, said Townsend, who owns J.P. Morgan shares. Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon, it's spelled D-I-M-O-N, Dimon, Demon, Jamie Dimon, the CEO Dimon, 54 years of age, who has kept the bank profitable by relying on investment banking revenue. And once again, you can go back, I think it was in March of 2009, where we did the series on the economic system, the new economic order. And we tried to get into, and I don't know if remember whether we got into it very deeply, but the distinction between investment banking and commercial banking and the removal of the firewall between those two. When commercial banks were able to set up investment bank houses, I think that's the Glass-Steagall Act, but when they set up investment and commercial banking under the same roof, that's when all hell broke loose, okay? People were smarter than that in our grandparents' generation, but unfortunately, profits are good and losses are bad in this generation. Continuing, Chief Executive Officer Jamie the Demon said that the results were still, quote-unquote, unacceptable because consumer lending charge-offs and late payments remain high. That's right. Nobody's got a job. Nobody's making payments. Everybody's charging off consumer lending. The company cut provisions for bad loans in the retail banking business by $2 billion in the second quarter as investment banking profit dropped 44% from the first quarter. All right? Just stuff for you to think about. Revenue drops. Second quarter revenues fell by 7.6% to only $25.6 billion. Boo-hoo, right? Fixed income revenue was $3.6 billion, compared with $4.9 billion a year earlier and $5.46 billion in the first quarter. Billions for bankers, debts for the people. That's right. They get the gold, you get the shaft. While home lending and credit card losses continued to weigh on earnings, the company set aside fewer provisions for future losses in both divisions. Long, long article, long article. You want to read all about it, read all about it. Very interesting. But when we start talking about things like mergers and acquisitions and R&D, of course, we need to talk about the Carlyle Group. Boy, don't they just, you know, this is a bad penny that never goes away, right? To be the Bushes and Cheneys and all those guys, all right? Celeste Perry, writing July the 15th, 2010, for Bloomberg, Carlyle Group, to acquire the NBTY in $3.8 billion deal. No, they're not buying a yogurt vendor. This is a supplement company. Isn't it convenient that you have Codex Alimentarius coming into place, you know, and the National Animal Identification System and all of these various and sundry health bills and things like that sweeping miraculously into place and tipping our economy upside down and generally ticking off the people. And then these guys do things like this. NBTY Inc., a maker of nutritional supplements. Now, I wonder if those will be approved. You know, those will be the ones that you'll have to eat the entire bottle's worth to get enough vitamin C to do you any good. NBTY Inc., a maker of nutritional supplements, they grind all this stuff up out of chemicals that they dredge up out of the ocean or carve out of the mountains. There's nothing nutritional about them, but that's what they're called, nutritional supplements. You can take them, ingest them, and poop them out because they're going to go right to the nearest waste treatment plant.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, with so much information on the browser here, I won't belabor this article too much further, but I'll just let you know that this NBTY Inc., a maker of nutritional supplements, whether they're of any value or not, said it agreed to be bought by the Carlyle Group in a transaction valued at $3.8 billion. Carlyle will pay $55 a share in cash, Ron Concoma, New York-based NBTY, said in a statement distributed by the PR Newswire today. That's 47% more than the Solgar vitamin maker's closing price of $37.47 yesterday. Private equity firms returning to takeovers as economies recover plan to invest a record of $507 billion in cash raised before the collapse. Now, you got to ask yourself, how were they raising $507 billion in cash before the collapse if they weren't profiting off of all of these credit default swaps and other derivatives and so on and so forth? And then they all, of course, got bailed out immediately by their buddies. You know, that's the way it works in corporate America and corporate global. Here's a little bit more. Talk about M&As. We talk about research and development. Well, here we go. Doesn't get more research and development than this. New news. Rachel Lane. She sounds kind of nice. Rachel Lane. Wonder if she knows Superboy. July the 15th, new news off of Bloomberg. Jeffrey Immelt says General Electric Company's growth depends on bringing the right technology products to market, from gearless wind turbines to cancer treatment tests and engines that turn cow manure into energy. Well, amazing. And BP is beyond petroleum. And there isn't a company in any of the downline or the upline, including General Electric and Vetco Gray and the others, that don't have a whole page on their websites about sustainability and sustainable development. Seems they're all standing to make a profit from the Macondo oil weeping.
I believe that more investment is going to be required to drive the growth. Drive growth. What drives growth? Demand drives growth. The 50-year-old chief executive officer said in an interview, quote, it's the way you build big service revenues and good margin rates. Always that bottom line, huh, Jeffrey? GE will spend $20 billion on technology development. And I wonder where they got the $20 billion from, Barry the Usurper, or perhaps Ken Salazar, maybe from the Mineral Management Service, maybe from a little trust fund set up by British Petroleum. Curious. GE will spend $20 billion on technology development in the 2 years through 2012. Maybe they'll even build a toolbox for their Vetco Gray riser pipes, huh? And the Fairfield, Connecticut-based company is increasing research expenditures 18% this year alone. Even if the products debuted as planned, Immelt needs them to become hits quickly. He needs them to become hits quickly, all right? Boycott, GE, everything they make. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why. Today's the 15th. Do it every month. Even if the products debut as planned, all right? Even if they can roll them out on schedule, Immelt needs them to become hits quickly. Watch as the corporate governance system, how the public-private partnership system jumps right in line. Whether it be a wind turbine or a cow poop electrical generator, your local governments will be stepping in line, stepping and fetching to make sure that these become hits quickly. They will make up a large share of the earnings because the percentage contributed by other businesses is decreasing. And why do they have to become hits immediately? Well, if you go up and visit the Walter Burian's research and the CAFR reports, you'll probably find that many of these pension funds. Yeah, it's trying to drop me here. Let's go. Let's see if we can beat the machine today. You can't beat this, Tacos. I'm sorry, Skype. I can. Drop-a-rama going on here, and we're going to put everything back in place, and everything's back in place, and all the technical difficulties. Up, almost one more drop-a-rama there. Okay. Drop-a-rama is going on over there. And the Oracle phones is still in the drop-a-rama mode. Let's see if we can bring him back up one more time. We'll come back and pick up the phones in a minute. Anyway, live radio, self-produced, so much fun. Again, GE divisions excluding their media and finance. All right. Excluding their media. There's nothing that General Electric is not involved in, by the way. Just about nothing. I'll just drop that part. Whenever a company introduces or overhauls a major product such as a plane maker's jet engines or a country's electrical grid, say that again for you. Whenever a company introduces or overhauls a major product such as a plane maker's jet engines or a country's electrical grid, this isn't even apples and oranges. This isn't even handguns and hand grenades. On the one hand, you've got a .22 rifle. On the other side, you have a nuclear bomb, a neutron bomb, the country's electrical grid. There are risks, the article continues. The wrong decision may mean being cut out of a market by competitors for decades. GE will add 30% more products this year than last, with a similar number in 2011, Immelt said. More complex? It's a lot more complex for GE because you have state overseen type products. That would be fascism, I believe. You get the government involved because it's the grid for baseload power or rail initiatives or transport. So communication, transport, and the economy. Now, what are the three big ones there in that bailiwick? We learned that just the other day from who? From the economic hitman. That's who. On Vantage Point with Michael Vail. Anyway, Immelt's push into the markets tied to the company's main jet engine power generation equipment, locomotive, and healthcare businesses was on display this week. So as we move towards the smart grid, the smart rail, light rail, all that technology, energy generation, all of those sorts of things, you can be looking to this company right here. Let's see if we go to this one, jumping around a little bit. Like to see these articles in the order that I read them this morning.
Americans that are disapproving of the Obama administration may enable a Republican's gain. So we're going to go from stuck on economy to stuck on stupid and discuss politics. And here's the article. John McCormick and Catherine Dodge, I guess one brought the paper, the other brought the pencils, collaboratively writing New News, July 15th, Bloomberg. Americans disapprove of U.S. President Barry the Usurper's handling of almost every major issue and are deeply pessimistic about the nation's direction, offering a bullish environment for Republicans in the November congressional elections. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Do you notice? The juggernaut is still moving forward. When will you get involved? A majority or plurality disapproves of Obama's management of the economy, health care, the budget deficit, the overhaul of financial market regulations, and the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, according to a Bloomberg national poll conducted July the 9th through the 12th. In addition, almost 6 in 10 respondents say the war in Afghanistan is a lost cause. Funny, they're not even mincing words here. The Senate is scheduled to begin voting on the financial regulation bill today. That ought to really tick off more people. Almost 2/3 say they feel the nation is headed in the wrong direction, like right over the cliff. And an even more sour assessment than in March when 58% felt that way. At least consumer and public sentiment hasn't changed. 2/3 of independent voters are pessimistic, while just 56% of Democrats offer a vote of confidence. Here's a quote. They don't see any solutions in sight, close quote, said J.N. Selzer, president of the Selzer and Company. I wouldn't imagine that's Alka-Seltzer, but it sounds the same. Looks the same, too. A Des Moines, Iowa-based firm that conducted the nationwide survey. All right, quote, they have been hammered by the economy and there is a discontent between the lives Americans are living and Washington. They seem to have lost hope. Now, if you don't think that they were intentionally making you lose hope, then you're living in la-la land. You need to back off on some of those meds just a little bit. Poll respondents are divided on their congressional preference between the Democrats and the Republicans, with both sides getting 43% support. Among those who say they are most likely to vote, Republicans are favored, 48% to 40. In other words, more Republicans are going to be at the polls than Democrats. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to Taser Thursday. No, welcome back to Thursday, July the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. As we begin our second hour of today's broadcast in the first hour, as typical here, we got a lot of economic news in the under our belt. And we're continuing with an article. Now we're into the political science side of things, although this is not very scientific, but this is a poll. A poll that was run out by Bloomberg, Americans disapproving of the usurper may enable the Republicans' game. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a perfect, you know, my memory isn't absolutely flawless by any stretch of the imagination, and certainly not that much of a political scientist. I'm basically just an amateur historian, and I like to read. But I can't remember any administration where we had this kind of a turnaround. Whenever you've got the one party or the other in control of the White House and Congress, the midterm always flips Congress to the other party. Pretty much standard fare in the established two-party political system. Pretty much standard fare. So, I mean, they didn't really even need to run this poll. I guess they're just doing it to, you know, sell magazines or something. But, continuing, almost two-thirds say they feel that nation is headed in the wrong direction. An even more sour assessment than in March when 58% felt that way. Two-thirds of independent voters are pessimistic, but then aren't they always? While just 56% of Democrats offer a vote of confidence. Well, you're looking for love in all the wrong places, folks, when you look to political parties. You know, on this broadcast, since day one, 2 years ago, when I first came on the other network, I've become vocal local and started floating this out to the general public. The idea is the abolition of the established two-party political system, not its furtherance. And there's a way to do that. I call it Plan B. Many people have caught on to it all across America, including Jinza, AIPAC, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Tea Party, Campaign for Liberty, and a whole gobbin bunch of other people. So maybe. But so far, I'm the only one that's advocating the abolition of the party system. I guess the rest of them are just stuck on belief systems. They don't see any solutions in sight, said J.N. Seltzer, the president of Alka-Seltzer Company. No, it's Seltzer and Company, a Des Moines, Iowa-based firm, blah, blah, blah. Control of Congress. Here's the interesting part. For the Democrats who control Congress and the White House, the survey shows the potential for losses in November when voters will fill all 435 seats, 36 Senate seats, and 37 governorships. The outcome could affect Obama's ability to move his agenda through Congress for 2 years leading up to his own 2012 re-election bid. All right? So why has the pace been so high for the Democrats? Well, because, like the little Fabian socialist rabbit and the little bunny rabbit, they know that when they're exposed, when socialism raises its ugly head, they have to run like crazy for the finish line, and that's what they've been doing. Why is that? Well, because the baton of power will change, and then for the next 2 years, we'll get to hear the Republicans blaming the Democrats. And then we'll get a Republican president. And then the next year, the Democrats will gain a majority in Congress. And the next year, oh, you understand. Okay? It's so predictable, folks. It makes me almost want to weep. The fate of incumbents will depend to some extent on what happens to the economy in the next 4 months and whether unemployment drops much from its current 9.5%. Well, you know that number's a lie. A rising stock market could help as well. So far this year, the S&P 500 stock index has declined 1.8%. Now, you sit down with these articles and you just lay them all out, you know, and you can basically chart what's going to be happening in the stocks, the bonds, production, unemployment, food services, wars overseas, every day.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, I guess we could go on and on and on and on endlessly, but there's no real point to do so. But one of the other points in this Bloomberg survey, this Bloomberg poll is in regards to Afghanistan, the Afghanistan withdrawal section. It goes this way. It says 6 in 10 Americans say it would be best to stick with Obama's plan to start withdrawing forces in July of 2011. While one-third say they remain open to keeping the same number of troops there or even adding additional forces. All right, 6 out of 10 say it would be best to start to stick with the usurper's plan to withdraw troops or forces from Afghanistan. Reflecting the belief among many that the war cannot be won, a third of Americans say they've become less supportive of the effort in recent months. Bloomberg National Poll is based on interviews with 1,004 U.S. adults age 18 or older. Percentages based on the full sample may have a maximum margin of error of plus or minus 3.1 points. Well, there's much, much, much more to that article, and I'll let you find it on Bloomberg this morning. and read it for yourself. I want to give you this one. Again, all of these people are in the news. They're always in the news. Every day, one of these is going to be in the news. And I don't know whether it improves their stock shares or their stock sales or just what it is. But Hugh Sun and Ing Yong Huang, I guess they had to, well, I'm not going to make a comment on that. AIG becomes Ben Moshe's show after the chairman's departure. Robert Ben Moshe. All right, I'd like to see a show of hands. How many think that Robert Ben Moshe is Italian, Hungarian, Irish? All right, Robert Ben Moshe. Well, he could be. Maybe he wears a yarmulke. The American International Group Incorporated, wouldn't want to always bash them, you know. They just seem to be in control of everything finance and corporate in the world. Robert Ben Moshe, the American International Group, Inc. Okay, everybody remembers that's AIG. Chief Executive Officer who clashed with Chairman Harvey Golob. The Golob. Golob. My goodness. Over the insurer's restructuring may find less resistance after forcing Golob's departure. All right? So Ben Moshe and Golob were fighting it out. Ben Moshe, who is 666, told the board of New York-based AIG, I should have said it right, Ben Moshe, 666, told the board of New York-based AIG that his relationship with the chairman had become ineffective and unsustainable. So I guess in America, even relationships have become under the, come under the, come under the sustainable development thing, you know. Amazing. Golob wrote in a resignation letter dated yesterday. Ben Moshe pushed for Golob's ouster after directors rebuffed a reduced takeover bid endorsed by the CEO, I mean chief executive officer, for an Asian division. Two people familiar with the matter said last month from behind the curtain up near the altar. Director Steve Miller, he's not the musician. Steve Miller replaced Golob 71. Anyway, it clears the deck for Ben Moshe, said Gary Wolfer. All right, another Irishman, senior vice president and chief economist at Univest Wealth Management and Trust Services, which owns bonds of AIG subsidiaries. Of course, if you watch Lee Rogers' Power of the Purse DVD and you saw the scene where this aging, dying Rothschild was on his bed giving his instructions to his children to control the world through central banking, you realize it was so that the Jews could come out and have their own websites like these and gain all of the dignity coming out of the ghetto. We never forget the ghetto. Next year in Israel, right? Never forget the ghetto, children. Never forget the ghetto. Make the entire planet a ghetto, okay? Here's a quote. He has a very strong personality, and I think he feels he was in a tough spot. It's going to be the Ben Moshe show going forward. Ben Moshe, who joined AIG in 2009, weeks after Golob, must divest the Asia unit, AIA Group Limited, and increase profits of remaining operations to repay the firm's $182.3 billion bailout. AIG had planned an initial public offering of AIA until Ben Moshe struck a $35.5 billion deal with Prudential PLC. Now, that's England, all right? My studies are correct. That agreement collapsed as the, yes, there it is, the London-based insurer. Investors balked at the price, right? Prudential. You just thought that The Rock was something about America, right? Responsibility to lead. I'm resigning for the simple reason I believe it's easier to replace a chairman than a CEO, Golob said in a letter to Director George Miles. Asking the board to choose between us would be an abdication of my responsibilities to lead. Golob's resignation was announced yesterday during a board meeting, according to a person with knowledge of the event, and there's much more about that. And they talk about share rallies and all kinds of other things. This is another one along the same line. Can't quite seem to get away from the economic news this morning. Spanish bond sale eases a funding concern. This by Emma Ross Thomas, hyphenated lady that she is. July the 15th, new news. This is about Spain's deputy finance minister, José Manuel Campa. Investors bought all 3 billion euros, $3.8 billion, of 15-year bonds offered by Spain. Now, of course, Spain is the tag-along in the pigs, right? Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. Española. Remember the other day we talked about the Solana energy plant that's being built in Arizona at your expense to provide electricity from the sun for 70,000 houses, and that's not going to be free energy. Those people will never be relieved of their electric bills, and we're underwriting the loaning of the money necessary for this Spanish company. I don't know if it's any relation to Javier Solana or not, to build this electrical energy generation plant, solar plant in Arizona. Anyway, the Spanish auction went well. Everybody's trying to bail out the pigs. Here we are. The Spanish auction went well, said Chiara Cremonesi, a strategist at UniCredit Research in London. Appetite for Spanish paper is alive. All right? Get your Spanish paper here. Whether that's toilet paper or what, but get your Spanish paper here. Anyway, Spain, which has to repay $24.7 billion of debt this month, has the third largest deficit in the euro region. They're also probably just about as strongly tied to the Vatican as any country on the planet. And its banks are dependent on the Euro Central Bank for funds. Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero risks losing power as he pushes through austerity measures, including cutting workers' wages, freezing pensions, and reducing severance pay. You find all those things coming to a town near you. Today's auction raised the maximum offered at an average yield of 5%, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? You're not buying these bonds, neither am I. Spanish bonds rose and the euro strengthened. Well, there's much more to come. Lots more right around the corner. Stay with us. We'll be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health.
Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so we keep our eyes on what's happening in the European Union, the Eurozone, as they call it over there, because it impacts us. Makes sense, doesn't it? Keep our eyes on the little piggies as well. Bond gains, the yield premium investors demand to hold Spain's 10-year debt over comparable German bonds fell to 199.6 basis points after the auction from 211 basis points earlier. That's 2.11%. The euro gained 0.4% to 127.9 against the dollar. So it was largely the increases here in the performance of Spain and the other little pigs that, as we mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast, in the Forex market is driving up the euro. Spain's auction, oh, here we go, quote, people who expected the end of the world in July because of the redemption have been proved wrong, said Gianluca Salford. I don't know whether he's a Jesuit, but it sounds like he could be. If he wanted to be, probably could make an application or buy an indulgence from the Pope or his nearest bishop. I don't know. A fixed income strategist at J.P. Morgan Chase and Company said in London, Spain's auction follows Greece's sale of treasury bills on July the 13th. They're all just selling their debt. People are buying it. Isn't that insane? It's first since the country accepted a 3-year bailout plan from the European Union in May after its borrowing costs surged. Greece secured an interest rate at that sale below the 5% charged on the emergency European loans. All right? Portugal sold more debt than targeted in an auction yesterday, a day after Moody's Investors Service cut the country's credit rating, and Italy also sold 6.8 billion of euros bonds yesterday. These are the little pigs in the news here in this article. The Spanish government has said it will have no trouble paying the July redemptions, particularly as repayment coincides with a period of increased tax revenue. Tax revenue increases coming to a town near you. Here's a little bit of KKK news. Well, actually, it's KKR. Close, though. KKR joins Blackstone in stock market disillusioned with buyouts. KKR and Company, the firm that made its name in the biggest leveraged buyouts, may find that private equity is its biggest stumbling block in winning over public investors. That would be your government. When it debuts in its hometown of New York or New York today, KKR, which depends on private equity investments for 62% of fee-related income, traded at about 6x estimated earnings in Amsterdam, blah, blah, blah. Larger rival, the Blackstone Group, keep your eyes on the Blackstone Group, which has reduced dependence on buyouts to 29% of fee income, has a price-to-earning ratios of 10. That's one of the things we don't talk about and haven't been talking about too much. We need to do a broadcast at least partly focused on that so that we all understand what this idea of price-to-earning ratio is and why it matters. The wheels of the model need to start turning because from an investor's perspective, private equity is sitting idle again. Don't like to have your money sitting idle. They don't like to have you with your money out of the market in gold or silver, sitting idle, idling at the curb as it is. Continuing, KKR, which originally filed to go public in 2007, abandoned that plan amid the global credit crisis, then opted to merge with its European publicly traded fund. The combined firm is shifting its listing to New York from Amsterdam, and then it goes on back and forth between Blackstone Group and KKR. If you're interested in finding out more about them, here's a little bit more about this. Americans in a 73% majority oppose the deep water drilling ban. That's right. Kim Chipman is writing for Bloomberg. She says this, most Americans oppose Barry the Usurper's ban on deep water oil drilling. And I think that most of the Americans also oppose his idea of filing suit against Arizona for their recent changes in their immigration laws. But anyway, most Americans, again, oppose the usurper's ban on deep water drilling. In response to BP PLC's Gulf of Mexico, they say spill, some say geyser, even as they hold the company primarily responsible for the incident. So at least the majority of the American people, having been exposed to the sustainable development and the green religion, are starting to come to their senses. We're having some impact all these past years teaching people about Agenda 21. So they're able to see through it. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is one particular well. This is one very unfortunate situation for all of the people involved, but this is one particular well out of a great many all around the world. And as we've heard in the articles yesterday, I think it was, where we find out that BP is doing explorations near Turkey, is it? I believe it was. Anyway, almost three-fourths or 73% say a ban is unnecessary, calling the worst spill in U.S. history a quote-unquote freak accident. It's probably the place where I've stayed most of the way through this. It began with an accident, a lousy accident, and then it was transferred from an accident to a let-it-happen situation to make the maximum hay for Barry the Usurper's administration, Goldman Sachs Group, Vanguard, and all the rest of the people that have profited off this. Barely more than a third say they support drilling less than they did a few months ago. The BP rig sank in April. The administration issued a new moratorium this week after a court rejected a six-month one imposed in May. Quote, a ban will destroy the economy in that area over nothing, said poll respondent Ron Smallcomb, 64, a used car dealer in Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. He says, this is crazy. If there's a plane crash, you don't ground all the airlines and stop flying completely. Well, Ron, get up on Mike Chambers' website and go to the BP page. I wouldn't say it's crazy, but it's necessarily unnecessary. 8 in 10 of those questioned in July the 9th through the 12th poll say that the London-based BP should pay for all the damage caused by the spill. 6 in 10 say BP, not the federal government, should reimburse wages lost by the oil workers laid off because of the moratorium, with 56% saying that even the possibility of bankruptcy shouldn't allow the company to escape paying. So everybody's just, you know, right on board with the comments made originally. Don't buy out, sell out for $20 billion in a trust fund, Barry. That was a mistake. You never settle early. Never settle early. It's their fault, Dan Urban, 45 years old, an unemployed restaurant manager in Las Vegas, or lost wages, said of BP, quote, they are ultimately responsible for what they did, whether they go bankrupt or not. Economic catastrophe? While public objections to a drilling ban echo the views of Republican leaders such as Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, the sentiment is strong regardless of political leaning. 85% of Republicans, 73% of independents, and 65% of Democrats all oppose the ban, according to the poll. Well, it's pretty interesting stuff going on here. Pretty interesting stuff, and interesting stuff indeed. Let's pick up one more article briefly. Come back from this break. We'll go into John Stuart Mill. This is a very short one. This article, again, off Bloomberg, July the 14th, yesterday's news. China doesn't have a housing bubble as there is genuine demand from rural residents moving to the cities, according to a Marco Polo Pure Asset Management's Aaron Boesky in a Bloomberg television interview. Very interesting here. Genuine demand, of course, is always based upon demand. You've got to create the demand. Genuine demand from whom? From rural residents moving to cities. Remember back in the early 1900s, where we basically started getting ready for and going into the industrial age with the greater frequency and intensity and the roll up to World War One, and then again continuing into World War Two, where we found Rosie the Riveter banging out Boeing B-57s, right? All right. The idea of rural residents moving to cities. As industrialization makes living in the cities possible for more people, people leave their little farms, they set aside their little rice plots, and they all go to town. They get an apartment, they get a car, and they become members of the middle class. We'll be back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we find that this article, and just closing out of this one, the China housing isn't in a bubble as rural migrants spur demand. As we find the Chinese people moving from the rural environs into the cities to take on the industrialized jobs as the capacity is built in this developing country, they're basically going through much the same as what we went through in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they're experiencing the full brunt, if you will, of an industrial revolution in Asia. And so we can expect to see them have their standard of living, that specialist United Nations standard of living, go up and up. And for a lot of them, they will become the nouveau riche in their countries. Many of them will enjoy a semblance of prosperity, much the way that Ward and June Cleaver did in America in the 1950s. And all across America and around the world, more and more of the developing nations are going down to the level of Bolivian peasants and rice paddy workers to accommodate this redistribution of wealth scheme, which is allowing other people to come up to a place on the totem pole that only the whitey used to hold in the past, okay? So this is a social equity program that's going on. Economy, equity, and environment. Always those three E's of sustainable development. Yesterday, I don't know how many of you caught it. If you missed it, you might go back and listen to portions of Mike Chambers' broadcast where he was interviewing or joined on air by one of his longtime listeners, Mark, who recently returned from Ireland, where Mark had the opportunity, or took the opportunity, to visit a prison labeled, I guess, by their tourism board as a Jeremy Bentham panopticon. Of course, there were very, 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 very few. I'm not even confident that any were actually ever built. There was one always planned by and built by Jeremy Bentham in and around near the city of London. But very few, if any, were ever built in Bentham's time. But it is certainly the idea, and I'm telling you, when I had styled this broadcast in the very beginning, way back when I was putting together my little show open, I was trying to find some of the most important things that I'd hoped to talk about on air in my show open to pique the attention, the interest of the listener. And that's why we call this the home of philosophical radicalism. This is also why I talk about the happiness principle, the pursuit of happiness, and the concept of a revolution in the air. The philosophical radicals, and we're studying from John Stuart Mill, are really and truly no friend of yours or mine. So when I say that this is the home of philosophical radicalism, it's not the idea to advance the James Mill, John Stuart Mill, Jeremy Bentham, Godfrey, Goodwin, Shelbourne, and all the rest of them, Shaftesbury, and all the rest of them, not to advance it, but to bring it to your attention. There was a very major shift that happened in England and in France and around the world at that time period. Both Jeremy Bentham and his brother were involved under Catherine the Great's administration, I believe it was, in Russia, trying to develop comparable panopticon model prisons there. We live in a prison society today. We have cameras on every street. Prisons are big business, and Jeremy Bentham was well aware of that. They also went through a process of codifying and making statutory and regulating what previously had been the common law of England, and they transformed us into this new administrative procedures environment that made all of this tyranny possible. So it is to our advantage to keep in mind what is philosophical radicalism. But then, as I say, the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It's the antithesis, almost the opposite. It's a much loftier goal or a dream than this pseudo-liberty that you think you possess. All right? So anyway, let's go back into and continue with John Stuart Mill. Again, we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We follow William Cooper's sound advice, where he says, listen to anyone, read everything, watch any video, DVD, whatever, but don't believe a thing you see until you can prove it in your own research. And so in order for this to happen, to follow Hal Anthony's meme, we get the black and the white in our eyes. We read the books. We read their writings. We study their minds. And certainly John Stuart Mill was not only a profound political philosopher and economist in his day, but he also has influenced many, just as has Jeremy Bentham, August Comte, Claude Henri Duverbroy, St. Simon, Karl Mordecai Marx, Friedrich Engels, and so many, many others. So let's pick it up where we left off yesterday, where John Stuart Mill writes in on his treatise on representative government that the best government for them, again, we're talking about various kinds of people,
I don't want to reiterate too much, recover too much ground. We're going forward in a long treatise here. The best government for them is the one which tends most to give them that for want of which they cannot advance, or advance only in a lame and lopsided manner. So we're talking about, let's say, these people moving from the rice paddies into the cities in China, or perhaps for us as colonists making the great westward expansion, or perhaps for people in Zimbabwe or Togo or Lesotho, people that are living in a very barbaric way, having been crushed by the crown for the last couple hundreds of years, driven right back into the Stone Age and kept there purposefully. But the best government for them is the one which tends most to give them that for want of which they cannot advance. And so, again, the influence of August Comte is always present in my mind as I read John Stuart Mill. Even in this edition of his works, he has a section on August Comte and positivism, and that's Isidore Auguste Marie François Xavier Comte, C-O-M-T-E, who is the man that came up with, coined the term and crowned it the Queen of Sciences. He came up with sociology and the idea of altruism, which is at the heart and the core of sustainable development, Agenda 21. The idea is not having more, but being more. It's altruism, living for others. Well, you know, you can't live for others. If you're hurting yourself, you need to take care of yourself. You need to be self-reliant and encourage others to be self-reliant. We all work together. We've got to do that. Certainly, there's no doubt about it. None will be sustainable. No, not one. There is no island ever made out of a one man. That's not going to happen. But the idea here in the beginning is that you give the people the kind of a government that they can't achieve for themselves. And if you don't, they will never, their advance will only be a lame and lopsided manner. They'll never move up in the stages of human development that Auguste Comte put out. The three primary stages, where we start off in the theocracies, really, where man is ruled over by priests and priest kings. And then he moves from that to the metaphysical stage of human development. And then he steps on beyond the metaphysical stage of development into the positive stage of development, which is the final stage of development and the one that we in the West find ourselves in. And there are plenty of positivists. Once you figure out what the thread is, know what to look for, you'll find their writings everywhere. But anyway, we must not, however, forget the reservation necessary in all things, which have for their object improvement, or capital P, and he always uses progress capitalized. It's like progressives, progress, progressives. And when he uses the word order, he always capitalizes it. Order, ordo ab caeo, progress. Namely, that in seeking the good which is needed, again, this is the greatest good of the greatest number, being floated again, no damage or as little as possible be done to that already possessed. So as you're seeking to do progress in Haiti or any place else in the Gulf of Mexico, according to the mind and the spirit and the morals, if caliber of John Stuart Mill, you would do as little damage as possible to the people in the Gulf of Mexico or Haiti or any place else. A people of savages should be taught obedience, but not in such a manner as to convert them into a people of slaves. And, to give observation a higher generality, the form of government which is the most effectual for carrying a people through the next stage of progress will still be very important for them if it does this in such a manner as to obstruct or positively unfit for them the next step beyond. You do not want to retard their growth, as we are being retarded here in the United States by intent. Our growth has been retarded over these past years by the deliberate dumbing down of the sheeple. Our economy has been deliberately thwarted, deliberately stalled by the bankster gangsters, such that we don't reach such an enormous and lofty peak of prosperity in the United States and Canada, such that none of the southern hemisphere and the central states could ever keep up. They could never compete with us. And so we're being intentionally drowned out in the cacophony of the United Nations member states.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so this idea of stages of human development, stages of progress, is absolutely essential as we wrap our minds around this time period, the 1840s, 1850s. You know, this is the time that Karl Mordecai Marx was writing for the English positivists as well, developing his system of capitalism and Das Kapital and the beginning of radical communism. And that's which was just a carry-on from the Jacobins, which were also strongly influenced by the philosophical radicals of England. It's like the song, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" Once you start tracking out all of these various leads and bringing these threads together, it weaves a very multicolored coat that goes all the way back to Israel and Egypt and Sumer and Babylon. Anyway, the next stage of progress, very important in this rise of man to the little g Godhead that he's been desiring all these past centuries. Continuing, such cases are frequent and are among the most melancholy facts in history. This whole idea of obstructing a people, blocking their natural growth. Progress, growth, and change, those are real, real things. People do that, especially when they're allowed to have enjoy the fruits of their labor, unimpeded, unobstructed. But, as they say, this obstruction, such cases are frequent
and are among the most melancholy facts in history. Soon I'll have enough information to start talking about what has happened in the Obamacare bill as regards to these 1099 forms filings required every time you buy or sell gold. I don't like that piece of the legislation. I'd like to know as much as I possibly can about it and share it with you. I'll try that over the weekend. Continuing from the article here, actually not an article, the treatise, the Criterion of Good Form from John Stuart Mill's treatise on representative government, which you can get off the internet on PDF. The Egyptian hierarchy, the paternal despotism of China, were very fit instruments for carrying those nations up to the point of civilization which they attained. I'll say it again. The Egyptian hierarchy, the paternal despotism of China, were very fit instruments for carrying those nations up to the point of civilization which they attained. Now go back to Peter F. Drucker's concept of corporation, where he carefully elaborates this concept of the conversion of instruments into institutions. Certain things occur in society that become useful as instruments for development and progress and growth and change and all of those things. But once the people or their governments convert those instruments into institutions, from Drucker's findings and research, the institutions automatically begin to decay. And so you create an institution like the Federal Reserve banking system with a fiat dollar system as an instrument initially serves well. But when made into an institution, the trigger is pulled and 100 years later, the collapse begins. And if you will think carefully, from 1913 to 2012 is precisely 100 years, 99 years. At the end of the 99th year, the 100th begins. But having reached the point, they were brought to a permanent halt for want of mental liberty, freedom of thought, freedom of the press, freedom of publicity, the ability to vote. They were brought to a permanent halt for want of mental liberty. This is the Joseph principle and individuality in Egypt. Requisites of improvements which the institutions that had carried them thus far entirely incapacitated them from acquiring, putting up roadblocks and obstacles. The tax code, always changing every 4, 5, 10 years. Just when you think you've got something going, you found something that you could do. Maybe you were going to use sweat equity to build your, you know, go from $1,000 to $1 million in real estate investment in your spare time. And halfway through the program, the Internal Revenue Service figures out that people are getting involved in that. And they come in under Ronald Reagan and they change the rules of the game. And everyone has got their little digital wealth box reset to zero by these batards in power. And they're doing it again and again and again. Requisites of improvement which the institutions that had carried them thus far entirely incapacitated them from acquiring. And as the institutions did not break down and give place to others, further improvement stopped. See, it's up to you and it's up to me, my friends. We can piss and moan and cry and complain and wring our handkerchiefs over all of the symptoms and all of the victims, but until and unless we are prepared, willing, and able to eradicate the disease, which is the established two-party political system, which facilitates all of the financial mayhem, until such time as that we are ready to embrace the concept of abolishing our belief system in left-right, Republican, Democrat, independent political parties. Our founders were wise enough. They'd read all these writings too. They were familiar with this. Of course, John Stuart Mill came along after, but others were prior to him, like Jeremy Bentham's, one of their protégés. It was Shelburne's protégé, Adam Smith. You know, think about, again, in our founders. Some were Tories, some were Whigs. Some were royalist and loyalist, and some were not. Some were for a crown and parliament assembled, some opposed. And certainly John Stuart Mill is a royalist and a loyalist, and really one of the founders of what became Fabian socialism. But anyway, we'll continue. Utilitarianism movement, you can look it up. Unitarianism, utilitarianism, positivism, these are all interlocking institutions. Continuing here, it says, in contrast, again, and as the institutions did not break down and give place to other further improvement stops, unless we are ready to do away and abolish the established political party system and revert to honest representative government, you know, restoring our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, not just in the United States, but around the world, wherever and wherever. Unless we're willing to do that, there will be no change. There'll be no change. All things will continue as they were. They were buying, and they were selling, and they were eating, and they were drinking. They were giving in marriage, and they were taking in marriage. And they knew not, and the flood came and took them all away. From memory there. Continuing, let us consider, in contrast with these nations, let us consider the example of an opposite character afforded by another and a comparatively insignificant Oriental people. Now listen, hyphen, the Jews. I didn't say that. John Stuart Mill did. He said, let us consider the example of an opposite character afforded by another and a comparatively insignificant Oriental people, hyphen, the Jews. They too had an absolute monarchy and a hierarchy, and they organized institutions, and their organized institutions were as obviously of sacerdotal origin as those of the Hindus. These did for them what was done for other Oriental races. They never call the Jews Orientals, do they? That would be anti-Semitic, but it would be historically accurate, unless you're talking about the Ashkenazim, which make up over 70% of that socialist box of rocks on the Club Med. Anyway, these did for them what was done for the other Oriental races by their institutions, subdued them to industry and order, and gave them a national life. But neither their kings nor their priests ever obtained, as in those other countries, the exclusive molding of their character. Their religion, which enabled persons of genius and a high religious tone to be regarded and to regard themselves as inspired from heaven, gave existence to an inestimably precious unorganized institution, the order, capital O, the order, it may be so termed, of prophets. Underline that. I did. I highlighted it too. John Stuart Mill gives us the phrase, the order of prophets, the New World Order. Pick it up right there tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I'll be back again then, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse, Volume 1, is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film
that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.